This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Some people leave their hearts in San Francisco. I know this because I'm one of those people. Our guest today has left much more of himself along the highways and byways of America. We'll explain what that means in just a moment. Bobby Anderson is a trucker. He spends 6 days a week on the road, moving what we want to where we want to buy it. Not long ago, he decided that it was time for a change, not in vocation. It was much more personal than that. Bobby Anderson is with us today via his cell phone to talk about trucking and health. Bobby, welcome to HeartWise.
Hello.
Tell us about your journey, Bobby. Not the one you're on with your rig, but the one you're on with your body. Let's begin with the trucking industry, the trucking lifestyle. Is it conducive to health? And if not, why and how?
No, it's really not. It takes an effort to stay healthy on the road out here because you're offered fast food. At every restaurant, everywhere you stop, it's basically junk food. And we're always in a hurry. We're under strict time constraints a lot of times, and you have to get where you need to go by a certain time, and you got to deal with traffic. You got to deal with all that. So sometimes you just have to be in a hurry. So first thing you do when you get hungry, you just run in a truck stop and grab whatever's there, and you get back in your truck and you ride. You got to make time to eat healthy, and you got to make time to exercise.
Now, let's talk about that. You apparently discovered that you weren't exactly living the healthiest lifestyle. What were some of your wake-up calls that you received saying to you, hey, Bobby, something's got to change here?
My blood pressure was through the roof. It was even on medication, I was having problems with my blood pressure. And I was depressed. I just didn't feel like doing anything ever. You know, even when I'd go home and spend time at home, I didn't do anything but lay on the couch and watch TV and eat. I've tried other diets. I've done so-called 90-day diets and 60-day diets and high protein, low carb. You lose weight on that stuff, but it's not sustainable.
Now, Bobby, I'm sure that with the high blood pressure and you got the meds and whatnot and other problems you may have had, you certainly went to see a doctor. Didn't the doctor encourage you to change your diet?
No, my most recent doctor, he did, and he kept telling me, hey, you know, you're going to have to start exercising, you're going to have to start doing something for your health. And I just kind of blew it off, you know, I'm like the rest of America, a lot of America, we tend to think medications is the answer, and we can continue living our lives the way we do and just take a pill.
The conditions that you were having, Bobby, the high blood pressure, and according to photographs I've seen that you posted, there was some weight problems there as well. What else are we talking about? We have high blood pressure. We have a little bit of weight problem. What's going on? What else is there?
I had a lot of weight problem. At my biggest, I was 330 pounds.
Ooh.
And people who's never been overweight and who always been able to function life normally, it's not easy to be overweight. It's bending over to tie your shoes is a chore. This is going to sound a little gross, but going to the restroom is a chore. You know, it's not easy for somebody that's overweight. It's something people don't want to talk about, but it's a fact.
Yes.
And it's embarrassing, you know, to go somewhere and have pictures taken of you, and then you see them pictures later, and you know that there's not a medical issue there. It's all my doing. You know, I understand people have medical issues and they can't help the way they are, but I can, and most can't. So it was embarrassing for me. I'm a former Marine, and I was also in the Army, went to Iraq twice, and that's just not the way a Marine, even a former Marine, should look. It's embarrassing.
Now, Bobby, you are a truck driver. Did the fact that you had these conditions and these symptoms, did they affect your ability to be a truck driver, and in what ways?
Yeah, in a way it did. This job kind of makes being overweight a little easier because all you do is sit and drive. There's not a lot of exercise involved in it. But, you know, having to take a nap in the afternoon because you can't stay awake, you know, and just walking to the back of the trailer, doing your vehicle inspections, things like that. Walking into a truck stop, you want to park as close to the doors as you can. And, you know, you don't want to park at the back of the lot. You want to park at the front of the lot to make your walk easier. Getting in and out of the truck is, it hurts. Getting up in the morning to get dressed and get ready to do your day, it hurts. And being on the road out here, I don't have time and I don't have enough clothes and stuff like that to take a shower every day. Mm-hmm. That's just part of trucking. Some guys have time and they can do that. I can't all the time take a shower every day. So sometimes I'll go 2 days without a shower. Mm-hmm. I just wash up in the truck using wipes and stuff like that. But when you're overweight like that and the foods that you eat, it makes you stink. Mm-hmm. It just does. It creates an odor. So there's a lot of things that that people don't even think about, you know, going to the restroom. Yes, you know, yes. when you're overweight and you're in a truck and you're parked at the back of the lot and you got to go to the bathroom, you got to get up, get dressed, walk all the way in, walk all the way back out, and it hurts. And a lot of people just don't do it, so that's when they just use other methods.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
But it's just parts of trucking that people don't want to discuss or talk about, and being overweight facilitates the damage to your body and the easiness to just sit in the cab of your truck and don't move.
Mm. Okay, we're talking with Bobby Anderson. He is a trucker, and he came to my attention in a rather unusual place, and we're going to talk about that as we go on. Bobby, here you were, overweight, high blood pressure, on meds, stinking, according to what you just said, in your truck. It hurt to do anything. What was the next moment for you? What was the moment for you that you began to realize that I don't have to be this way? There can be some changes. What made that change for you?
Well, I watched a movie sitting around one day. I liked the name of the movie, so I just watched it. And it was called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Mm. The only reason I watched this is because I liked the name. I thought it was a cool name of a movie. I didn't know what it meant or anything, so I just watched it. And towards the middle of the movie, Joe met a trucker named Phil.
Yes.
And Phil was very, very large and very, very out of shape, and he was going to die. And Joe helped Phil. And by the end of the movie, Phil was doing incredible. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking, well, maybe I can do something. Juicing wasn't something. I knew I could not do that.
Yes.
I cannot sustain a juice diet. It just doesn't work. I knew that, so I wasn't about to try it. But it got me interested in a plant-based diet mm-hmm. through that movie, and that's when I watched Forks Over Knives, and that's what led me to, I've tried everything else, and I wanted something that was sustainable, something that would last forever, not something that's for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but something that'll last for the rest of my life, and that's what I found.
Now, Forks Over Knives, of course, is talks about plant-based diet. This would be a tremendous departure for you, Bobby. This would not be an alteration of your lifestyle. This would be an abrupt change to your lifestyle. Were you up for that?
I thought I was. and I did it for 3 months, but I didn't have the tools to do it right. I thought I could do it. I thought it'd be simple. I thought, well, I'm just eliminating meat. How hard could that be? And in a truck, I did it for 3 months, and basically all I ate was salads. I lost quite a large amount of weight, but I was always hungry because all I was eating was salads and wraps and stuff like that. I didn't really know what I was doing, which led to me deciding that I could cheat a little bit. And I decided I could cheat one meal once a week, and it would be my favorite food, which is pizza. And that was up in New York. When I'd go up to New York, I'd get pizza. That one cheat day led to a whole cheat day, which led to a week of cheat, which led to, you know what, just forget it. I'm fat. I can't do this. Forget it. And I quit. And I ended up gaining all my weight back plus some.
Oh, my. Well, I want to talk about the tools that you mentioned. You opened the door there. You said you didn't have the tools. But apparently, according to what I read about you and saw the pictures, you found those tools, and I want our listeners to know what those tools are. It's very possible that there is someone listening right now who has walked the same path that you're, maybe I should say has driven the same road that you're driving here as far as health is concerned. and has tried this and ate his salad or her salad and it just did not work. But what were those tools? Let's find out on our return. So everybody stay right where you are.
Did you know that last year in the United States, over 4 billion prescriptions were written? Prescription medications seem to be the most popular treatments these days. But what can we do if we want to limit our exposure to prescription medications? At Heartwise, we recognize the importance of nutrition in treating and prevention of disease. Dr. Hippocrates stated, "Let food be thy medicine." Many evidence-based studies support a whole food, plant-based diet. But how is this achieved in the fast-paced world we live in today? We want to encourage those interested in this type of treatment to watch the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and visit the website plantpurenation.com. This is a great first step towards helping yourself move towards better health and helping make the world a better place. Visit plantpurenation.com to start your journey today. That's plantpurenation.com.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, "I'm here because of you." Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is Bobby Anderson. He is known as the plant-fueled trucker. And according to him, he has gone a long ways from what he was to what he is today. And we want to know how it worked. He tried. He tried it once. He watched Forks Over Knives. He tried it. And it didn't work for him because he didn't have what he says are the tools necessary. Okay, Bobby, let's find out what's going on here. What were some of the tools that you needed? And where did you find these tools to finally turn your life around?
Well, books. Books on tape. I download books on my iPod. Uh-huh. I listen to them going down the road. I ordered the kit from Forks Over Knives, which is the movie, the book, and the China Study book. And then I downloaded the China Study, and I listened to it on my iPod going down the road 3 or 4 times to just get it ingrained in my head. Internet, different websites. But the biggest thing, the thing that made it possible for me to be a success in this was accountability. Mm. I had to have someone or something to be accountable to. I'm single. I don't have a girlfriend, a wife, nothing like that. So I didn't have them to be accountable to. But a friend of mine shared with me the Start Solution book, and I read it finally after months of coaxing. I finally read it. And that's when I started doing it. And he also let me send him pictures of every meal that I ate. And so as I'd be on the road and I would take a picture of my food and I'd send it to him and he would approve it. Wow. Or disapprove of it. He would tell me what I was doing wrong. And I did that for like a month. And finally he said, "Hey, look, you're good to go. If you got any questions, you know, you can call me." So from then on, I was kind of on my own. And that's when I started using Facebook on different pages to post my meals to still give me that accountability. Mm-hmm. And I think accountability is the biggest factors in whether you're going to be a success or a failure. You have to have accountability in everything in your life, including what you eat, mm-hmm. Especially when you're not used to doing this. And I had that. And then through them Facebook pages, people kept saying, oh, man, you need to start your own page, you know. And I kept saying no. I didn't know how to do it and stuff. But finally, one day, I just did it. And I made up the name, and it just kind of took off. And I had that accountability right there because I had them people every day looking forward to what I was going to put up there, you know, because a lot of them are on the same journey I'm on.
Absolutely.
This is a journey. It's not all successes. There's failures. I've failed since I've been doing this. I haven't failed by eating any meat or dairy or anything like that, but I did fail by, I'm an overeater. I overeat. And that's hard to overcome when you've been overeating for, you know, 25, 30 years of your life. Yes. And overeating things that I don't need to be overeating. And my weight loss stalled for months and months and months. I didn't lose no weight. I was staying steady, and I was healthy, and I'm good, but the weight loss stalled. And that's when I come to realize it ain't all about weight loss. It's about what's inside. And now I don't pay attention too much to the scale, but everybody else does. They always ask me, how much you weigh? How much you weigh? How much you lost? And I feel bad when I just say, you know, 70 pounds, because, you know, it should be more than that. But there was times in there when I just ate things I don't need to be eating, high fat, vegan food, you know.
Yes.
Well, you bring up important points here, and I'm just so glad that you are sharing with our listeners your journey here. And it is a journey. It absolutely is a journey. You're saying that it began with information. You downloaded books. You listened to books. You gathered what information you could, and believe me, there's a lot of information out there now. And then you said you had to have accountability, someone watching over you. And a lot of people have friends, or for the Christian, it might be God, it might be a companion, it might be a spouse. We need to have someone who is with us on this journey. And I like what you said there. What has changed as far as your overall health is concerned? You mentioned you dropped 70 pounds. Are there other benefits that you've discovered since going from a meat fuel trucker to a plant fuel trucker?
Oh yeah, my energy level is awesome. I don't go home and lay on my couch. I want to go do stuff. I want to go be with friends. I want to go on bike rides. I just got done up here. I'm in Belleville, Ohio right now, and I just got done running 3 miles, and I got back to my truck, and I got dumbbells in here, and I just put them outside with my mat, and I work out. I do squats and dumbbell curls and crunches and stuff like that, and I couldn't do that. A year ago, I had a hard time walking around my truck a couple times. Now I'm running 3 miles. I carry my bicycle with me. Sometimes I'll go ride, and I'll run. I rode the other day. I did 30 miles down there by my house. I couldn't do that.
How about your medicine load, Bobby? You were taking blood pressure medicines, et cetera. Has that improved at all?
Yeah, I'm on no medications. Wow. I'm off antidepressants. I had to go back on them for a little while a few months ago. I thought I did, but it was just I wasn't exercising like I should, and that is an antidepressant. Mm-hmm. If you get out and move and get out and see God's creation out here, it's beautiful, and just go enjoy what's in front of you. And blood pressure medication's gone. I had a DOT physical a few weeks ago. And normally when I go have a DOT physical, I would have to lay on my side in the doctor's office in a dark room for about 30 minutes. And they'd come in there gently and take my blood pressure in order for me to pass the DOT physical. I went in there, took it. There was no laying down. There was no nothing. My blood pressure was 120 over 84 with no medication or nothing.
Amen. Wow, that is amazing, Bobby. I am so happy for you. We just have a couple of minutes left in the program, and I want to talk to you just shortly about the future. When you were depressed, when you were on medicines, when you were overweight, what did the future look like to you at that time?
Be honest with you, being depressed, being like that, I was just waiting to die. Hmm. You know, I didn't care. It didn't matter one way or the other because I was so miserable in my life that it just didn't matter. And even church, going to church, none of that helped. It should have, but it didn't. And I was just absolutely miserable. But now I got a whole future ahead of me. I'm 45. I'll be 46 next month. And I still got a whole life ahead of me. And now my life is more about quality more than quantity. And I want to live to the very last day still being able to do my thing, still being able to go walk, still being able to do things without having somebody do it for you. And you see 80-year-old people who take care of themselves that are still doing great. Yes. and they're active. And you can only do that by eating a healthy diet and doing exercise and taking care of yourself.
Now, Bobby, you have been a truck driver for many years, Bobby Anderson. You were a Marine, and now you're a truck driver, and you've gone through this experience of transforming your life. What do you want to say to your fellow truck drivers? You know, they're out there. They're sitting there, and they're where you were. They are struggling through the day. The road seems endless. They don't have a future, like you mentioned. They don't look forward to a future. If you could sit them all down in front of you and you could stand up in front of them, what would you say to the truck drivers of the world right now?
Our industry is slowly dying. We have one of the highest death rates in any industry, and it's health related. Drivers die of heart attacks sleeping in their truck, and they're not found for days and days. And I want people to know that you don't have to die like that. All it does is it takes a little bit of initiative, it takes a little bit of effort, and you can save your own life. You don't have to take medications. People say this is extreme. Dr. Esselstyn says bypass surgery, that's extreme.
Yes, yes.
So you can do this. My page is there to help people, and nothing, it don't cost nothing. It's free. I give people other websites and other places to go and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's all there, and it's not as hard as you think it is. Your life is worth it.
Okay, what is that page, Bobby? What's the website that people need to visit?
It's on Facebook. It's called Plant Fueled Trucker. Mm-hmm. And I also have an Instagram account, and it's also Plant Fueled Trucker. I encourage people to view it. It doesn't cost nothing, and you can check things out. There's 24,000 people on there right now, and I don't care if there's 100 people on there or 100,000 people on there, as long as people are getting something out of it. And from the comments I get and emails, everyone is getting something out of it. But I don't want to help just one person. I hear people say, well, if I can just help one person, man, I'm not like that. I want to help hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people. I don't want to help just one. I want to help everybody.
Amen.
Everybody.
Well, you are doing it right now. A lot of people are listening to this program, and I'm sure they are inspired and encouraged by it. Once again, that is Plant Fueled Trucker. If you're on Facebook, rush on over there and push the like button, and he'll be happy to have you with his hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people there who he can help. Lots of information there. Plant Fueled Trucker. Bobby Anderson, thank you so much for being with us today. You have given us encouragement and inspiration. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Bobby Anderson, the trucker, the Plant Fueled Trucker, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.